we go. Another episode of Your Worst Neighbors podcast here with your co-host, Jorge Sanchez and PX Floro in the house.
Yay.
There's usually an applause break, but we didn't get it today. It's all right.
I don't want one.
But Schmitty's back. So Schmitty's in the house, our sound producer.
Hey, guys. There.
Oh, Schmitty's.
I don't think anyone knew you left.
Yeah. No, they didn't. It's okay.
No, they do know because it's when I'm fucking up on the soundboard. Yeah, it's not the same quality. And we have a special neighbor stopping by today. Who's our neighbor today, PX?
We have Susan Maletta.
Is that what you guys say every time?
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
But actually,
homely. I like that.
We stole that idea from Andrew DeLeon. He's like, you should treat every like Mr. Rogers. Call them neighbors. We're stealing that one.
It's quite friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually thought that this was about like really having bad neighbors.
Totally. Do you have any bad neighbors?
I always have bad neighbors.
We're the worst
because
neighbors.
The apartments. You are the worst neighbors.
Yeah, because we're neighbors. Me and Jorge are actually neighbors.
Like roommate neighbors.
Yeah.
No, just in the same neighborhood.
I live in her. I live.
You're
her.
In this neighborhood here.
We're in the.
I live with her dogs in the back. That's where she
Come
meets
on.
Me.
No, he's like a couple of blocks down.
Yeah. We're real life neighbors. That's what's called your worst neighbors.
No way.
Yeah. Why are you so surprised? Well,
why would you say?
We're like, why are you because here's
why,
zip codes?
Here's why I'm surprised. I thought you guys were actual roommates for some reason.
Not roommates.
I'm a very bad listener.
Roommates.
And often when we're out at shows, you know, I think
me and PX are roommates, we would kill ourselves. Like, we would kill each other.
If he was my roommate, he'd be married to me.
No, I'll be divorced. We'll be divorced for sure.
Did you guys just say, hey, I want to go in this complex. Let's go together and get units. Or did you just.
He was already
That's actually how it went.
He was already living here.
We did a mic and we stopped by the neighborhood. We're like, you know, it's a nice neighborhood. Let's move over here together. Get this house at that part of the neighborhood.
No, he was already living here. He lives with his parents. And then I moved.
All right, just put it out there like that. I mean, I don't give a shit, but you just had to put it out there.
God damn.
Oh, he does not live with me. It's just like, what did you want me to say?
I don't think we're
your girlfriend?
It's okay. It's very common. Times are tough.
But seriously, I don't think we're compatible as roommates, really. I mean, I think our...
No, I know more about you than you know about me, that's for sure.
You say that, but you really don't. Now that I think about it.
What, from doing the show or just from a long time being friends?
Knowing him from a long time. And he's the worst neighbor between me.
Here's why. Every time we hang out, there comes a point where she's like, I didn't know that about you, Jorge. You're always finding out something new about me. You brought a bomb.
I randomly just found a bong in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I was asking them for a bong, and then there was one. Who just has a bong in their pocket? How cool am I?
Susan Maletta.
What's your deal? Do you just do this every time? Are you there? Sound producer every time
or just
tonight?
I just hang out with the tech here and just
every time or just
mostly,
tonight?
Mostly. A good 65-70% of the time.
So what, they don't know how to operate technical
talking.
They don't want to.
Talking.
What's involved? What are you doing?
Susan.
Running a board.
You
worked in a radio station before.
I didn't do all that. But
yeah, I know. That's
it's very
official.
No,
I'm doing what the other people
do. I'm just curious. Sorry.
You know that guy behind the glass that actually did work? I'm what he's doing.
I'm just curious about how you guys make the magic happen. Don't get mad.
Schmitty, on a serious level, can you turn on my
Now Jorge's going deaf.
No, this is very professionally produced. You got a nice spread. You got Halloween candy.
You know what's so funny, Susan? A lot of comics get surprised when they come here. Like, they're always surprised of how good of a setup we have.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Here's how I'm surprised, I guess. It's not because of you guys. It's because most people, it's not like, oh, how could you guys be so put together? It's not that. Like, why do you have your shit together in here? It's not that. It's because I've been on lots of shows and this is rare.
How are we doing
Mine
so far?
Mine isn't even this. I have a good show.
Where do we compare so far? But all the other shows you've been at? Just put them up.
Don't do this.
Let's do this.
Because we just started.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You don't want to feel it out.
Well, tell you what, Susan.
But no, the setup is amazing. Yeah. It looks great.
Well, hopefully.
Thank you, Susan. The mic sounds good.
Hopefully the content is just as amazing. So here is.
I know it will be. I know you guys. Yeah. I don't care anyway. It's your show. It's your show. Why do I give a fuck how it turns out? Oh, by the way, what are the rules? Can I swear?
Yeah, you can
there's no real rules besides.
Are you going to censor me? Are you going
to
bleep me later?
No.
You don't know editing?
No bleeping.
No editing.
Say
editing.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. No. Hold on. It depends.
Oh, wow.
For the most part, there's no editing. Like, you know, if we're talking shit about somebody that's not a comic, then we bleep names maybe. But like,
we don't even bleep names. When have we ever bleeped anything?
I'm just saying,
anything?
It just depends. Depends.
I think
on
I've
situation.
Cut two things ever.
But
depends how
part,
uncomfortable I make you.
No,
just kidding. I'm going to bleep out this past half hour.
So no, this is fine. Here's what I'm comforting. I just want to make sure you're having a good time because I feel bad pulling you from a mic.
Dude, this, yeah. No, so, please 100% yeah. don't, because I feel bad because I didn't read the time correctly and I'm an asshole.
No, you're not an asshole.
No, that's completely negligent. And I'm glad we just told everybody on the air. That was awesome. No, it is my fault though.
No, it's not your fault. In a better universe, I'd be like, you know what? You do your spot. Take your time. We'll be here.
Here's what happened. So the show's at 7.
Yeah.
And I thought it was 8.
Yeah.
And it was my bad. I didn't read it correctly. 100% my fault.
So then
I go to this open mic thinking it's at 8. So I go to the 6:30 open mic thinking I'm going to get out of there by 7:15 and get there 15 minutes early. And like hang out with these guys, like leisure, no problem.
But then Jorge had to fuck it up.
No. Susan had to fuck it up.
I just felt like I was a bad guy, and we're like, come here now.
Because I'm a bad texter. Come here now. I'm a bad texter. Yeah. You can't read my tone. I'm very abrupt. And I was just like, is it live? Like, could I just wait a little bit? I'm up 6, like, and I was just trying to ask him, but he's just like trying to call me, but I'm in the fucking room and I didn't want to fucking talk. What are you, old, talking on the phone? Can you not text?
No, I like to
call. And he's just like, voice, I didn't even listen to your voice memo. He sent me a voice memo. What are you, my dad?
I am your father, actually.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And I was just like texting him going, dude, well, I'm 6, like, do I have time or not? Because if not, I told him, I go, I'll leave immediately. Like, my bad, I'll leave right now. Yeah. And then he's just like calling me. I'm like, fucking yes or no, motherfucker. I love that I can swear. Yeah. I can't on my show because I have to work later and edit everybody.
Oh, my God.
But I've gotten better with not swearing because of that. Because I don't want it to work. So I like.
Yeah.
What's well, what? You can swear.
You
can swear all you want. You can swear at me. It's okay. It's
no,
all
no. I
you.
Love you guys. Yeah. I'm no, sorry. I came out wrong.
I love you. We love you. I just want to make sure we're all, you know, we're having a good time.
I get mad at myself when I do something like that. So that energy is from me to me.
How about this? Peace. Love. We could fucking. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I pride myself on being punctual and reliable to shows. So that was my bad.
No. It's a good. We're here.
Maybe we should move on.
We'll move on.
I'm gonna have to beat myself up.
But you know, you're here
for 10 minutes.
So basically, here we're gonna, you know, gonna banter a bit. Then we got some news.
Banter.
We got some stuff, some topics to talk about. Then we're gonna do some plugs. Then afterwards, we have a fun trivia game for you. So it'll be a lot of fun
today. I didn't even write shit down.
No, don't worry about it. All right. But that being said, we have a. You know, let's go to the first thing. Actually, Susan, I went to the archives and I pulled a video of you when you were a kid.
No.
Of you singing. Yeah.
No, don't. That's
pull it
weird.
Pull it up.
Come on. I'm so violated. I don't like that.
He did his research.
So this is young Susan Mileta right here singing.
Are you going to play that national anthem?
Can you go full screen?
That's too stupid, dude. Do you know what? I don't like the people making fun of this little kid online. So You're a bully. Turn it off. You're a fucking bully. And everyone online who's...
I'm going to roast this chick.
I'm going to roast you on my next show called Annoyed.
This 5-year-old. No,
because I don't like these people making grown-ass adults making fun of a child.
I know.
Why?
I don't understand
it's
why.
It's a child. Yeah, she did something stupid. It's her parents' fault.
What did she do that was stupid?
Don't. I tell you, you want to put me back into the bad mood? I'm a mom.
Schmitty.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Schmitty, play. Schmitty. Because I want to show PX. Because I like the energy she has.
No, you don't.
I do
You're
love the
a bully.
Energy. I'm not a bully. Charlotte, look.
You're making fun of a child. And I'm glad this happened so that I could tell everybody, all your listeners, that if you make fun of this kid, I know she sounded ridiculous. It was I laughed.
No, I'm complimenting her singing.
You're the one talking shit about her singing.
I laughed so hard.
I just want to watch the video.
For the record, she's doing the bullying. I'm complimenting the kid. She's the one telling you
I didn't
a bad
post
singer.
About it.
This can be the thing you edit.
PX likes to see this kind of singing videos.
I want to see. I just want to see what's going on. Why is everyone getting so upset?
No, we're not upset. We're just
okay. Stop fighting.
There you go.
You're fucked up.
I just loved it. Look.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're a liar.
She's trying.
Do you think I trust you for 1 second? What you're doing right now?
Have you ever sung before? Do you do karaoke? Do you like karaoke?
I love karaoke.
You love karaoke?
Nice save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you blushing?
Yeah. I'm super just having a good time.
Rough.
I didn't see this clip before this. This is amazing.
I've never seen
I'm
this.
So
this is fucking
it's
awesome.
So cute.
I want this kid to do every anthem.
You guys
everywhere.
Can't. I can't be sober when I do these shows.
Look,
I'm sober right now.
If anything, I want her to get more gigs like this. I think this is awesome.
I just started. I've been in the traffic.
Yeah,
but I swear I'll calm down.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
One of these years.
I was gonna say, man, as somebody who goes to way too many sporting events and has to sit through and like stand through way too many national anthems.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
More
I agree.
Just like 100%. The more ridiculous, the better. As long as it's not too long, it's good. But like the more ridiculous, the better, man.
Right.
I'm so about this as someone who stands through them way too long. I hate them.
What, you play sports?
No,
for?
I just go to sporting events, and before every sporting event, always there's a national anthem, yeah. And it's always somebody who's like, this is their big moment. And so every single time, if it's basketball, 41 games a year, if it's baseball, 82 games a year, 81 games a year, excuse me, if it's the NFL, 8 games a year, 9 games a year, that you're just watching these people have their 3.5 minutes, and you just want it to hurry the fuck up and get over so you can get to the event. So once in a while, when you have a kid who just goes nuts like this, yeah. It's the best part of your day.
Yeah, no, that was extremely entertaining. It was hilarious, all of those things. But then leave it alone. We don't have to embarrass the kid online and all these TikToks I see. And I put a little bitchy comment.
Hold on.
I add a little comment. And
you
I comment.
Commented?
No, I comment on every post I see. I go, you're a bully.
You cyberbully this girl.
I'm cyberbullying cyberbullies. So,
yeah, she's cyberbullying.
Like
bullying
you. Her? I'm not bullying her. Okay. If anything, she's famous. She's famous in Washington.
Infamous.
No, she's
because
famous.
Of people like you.
Susan, you're calling me a bully, but you're talking negative about this young girl. I'm trying to talk about positive.
Because I said I laughed.
You laughed. I didn't laugh. I'm encouraged. I'm spreading this to
I laughed
to,
really
to the
hard.
Listeners. See, I want the
I felt bad that I laughed. Okay.
I want the listeners to look her up.
I did.
Encourage her.
I felt so bad.
And get her more gigs to sing in the national anthem in front of other basketball games. But
which basketball team?
Also, the Pacers. Paint a picture of what this looks like right now.
I'm glad.
So she's wearing an American. Oh my God, she's so American.
Everyone's
she's
seen
wearing
it.
An American dress.
I haven't seen it.
PX hasn't
That's
seen
crazy.
It.
I haven't seen it.
Do you work hard?
No, I'm not working. Because
we're
right
just
now.
Hanging out online looking at shit like this
I'm
all
not
day.
Working.
It's not just like an American dress wear. It's like somebody took a flag and wrapped this chick
it's
in
cute.
It.
She's
was like,
cute.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
she's
you go.
So cute.
Dazzled the hell
adorable.
Out of it.
4th of July.
Tell me that is
so
not the cutest
it.
Little right. look you ever she's saw adorable. On a kid.
Play a bit more.
It's adorable. She's a child.
I love this moment. Just fucking
she should look like a little
yeah,
party
dude.
On feet.
For what it's worth, this is an Indiana Pacers game.
That's what I said. Yeah. And she is
and you're an
Indi-
you're an Indiana hater.
I'm a
you're a San Jose hater. You're a San Jose hater.
Who am I hating in San Jose?
Hey man, Pacers are fun this year.
I'm getting attacked all night, Susan. What's happening?
Yeah, I know we flipped
what
it.
What the fuck's happening?
I'm protecting this kid. I don't know.
Attack PX once in a while, okay?
I'm protecting this kid. I already did. I already attacked her for rattling paper and eating.
Oh yeah. Before we started,
yeah.
Susan went okay. Because
I had my headphones
on.
Well, I'm scary, but I'm not. I'm
You're
harmless.
Scary?
I'm harmless. I'm all bark and no bite.
You got a big van. You don't look harmless.
No, but I it's, no, I have like
the
a
male version I of Susan is way scarier. Like if like see, all the same things, see, but like a dude, that's terrifying.
When I said Susan has a van, I don't mean a minivan. She has a fucking cargo van where she will kidnap you and bury you somewhere in the outskirts. So I don't think you're
in the 100% outskirts of
harmless.
San Jose. That's where I live.
Morgan Hill.
I live on the outskirts. Las Gatas is on the outskirts of it.
Right by another river.
Yeah, right. But in a van down by the river, the Lexington. No, it's
no Chris Farley.
I'm thinking, SNL. Where's the new? I know that, but I'm trying to make it applicable to the
Guadalupe.
Town here.
Okay.
So I'm saying, like,
Guadalupe
I'm,
river?
Where's my river? Yeah,
Guadalupe.
I'm in a van down by the Guadalupe River. That's all I was trying to do, bro.
I'm helping you. Yeah. Let's do it.
Thanks for helping.
I try. I'm try guy. I want to make you look good.
You're
all right,
you
play
say
a bit more.
Try guy.
I'm a try guy. What?
Can we move on from this?
Yeah.
Well, I just want PX to see a bit more. And then we'll have PX hasn't talked at all. I want to see what she thinks. Again, listeners, check this out the video and encourage her.
She's Fergie Jr.
That's you're being mean. That
you started
is the meanest comment so
it.
Far.
That's
the meanest comment so far.
I'm gonna
far.
Stand up to this girl right now.
Is that wrong?
That was so mean.
That was so mean.
Was I wrong?
That was so mean.
You started it, you guys. Yeah. I finished it. Look. It's Fergie Jr.
So PX, she does karaoke a lot. What do you think? What's your professional
the
take?
It's fine. I don't understand.
Okay, you turned it fucking back on. I mean, it's over for. I've already said something.
To her credit, it's a known very difficult song to sing.
It is. It's
known as a very difficult song to sing.
I wouldn't sing the song because I know I can't sing it.
So she sings.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, and I cannot hit the pitch. My voice is too.
Start lower.
You know what? To be fair to this young girl, we should all. We should all sing the national anthem and see who has the best voice in this room.
Okay.
Would you do that? All right, you start. Susan.
I need the words.
Can you put on the karaoke lyrics of the...
You guys are bad Americans
right
now.
You really want to hear me sing this?
You guys are bad Americans. You should know the lyrics.
I'm not American.
You are?
Are you guys going to cyberbully me after I sing this?
Yes. I'm going to comment. Okay, I'm going to put comments on our own podcast episode.
We're all going to sing it? Really? Just not me? Are you punking me?
No, we're doing it.
We're all singing together.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I need to... I don't have my glasses.
Are we doing this as a team?
I'm blind.
Schmitty. We're going to do this better. Go on YouTube and go to the karaoke version of Star Spangled Banner.
You're the thinker in the group.
I'm
he's the producer.
You guys hear that? Yeah, shut up.
No, that was super smart. That didn't even occur to me, and I love karaoke.
All right, here we go.
It didn't occur to you that a mistimed version of this would be funnier?
Go. All right, hold on. Is that advertisement?
No.
That didn't. Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck is this?
Can you make it big?
There we go.
Big screen it. You're the tech.
Just for season. I brought in
one of our old guys. I have to do Ryan Reynolds commercial really quick. Just give this a minute, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
At least turn... Our listeners don't need to know this fucking advertisement.
Hey, you know what? They need to know about Mint Mobile, okay, dude? Let them learn.
This guy's fucking annoying. He's everywhere. I don't like Ryan Reynolds anymore. I don't think I even like them.
Oh, man.
Bro, seriously, you can't just skip through the fucking ads.
No, it's the new YouTube, dude.
The new YouTube. What's the old YouTube?
The one without commercials and where you could have like ISIS videos and stuff like that back in the day.
Oh, E-Bombs World?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Go.
Okay.
This is my big moment.
This is it.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait, can I start over? I was ready. Jesus Christ, I'm fast.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I'm stoned. I've been smoking weed. Jesus, can we slow the pace? Turn the pace down like 5%.
Hold on. Stop it.
It's so fast.
Susan, we'll do this.
It's all military. What the fuck?
Stop it.
Shut up. I'm singing.
Hold on. Let me produce. Hold on. So basically.
Am I micromanaging?
Let me micromanage.
I said I am.
We'll have her sing a stanza, then I'll sing a stanza, and then PX finishes off. Okay?
Oh, God. You think we have the timing for this?
Yes, we do.
You're out of your mind.
Go ahead.
All right, you ready? You're
going to have to be... only a minute and 22 seconds.
And people make it last 5 minutes somehow.
Can you slow down the video like by 75%? It's so fast. There you go. Yeah. Smart
back
guy.
Speed. Let's see if this...
Yeah, there you go. You can sound drunk.
Wait, did you slow it down?
Yeah
she right, wants to ahead. Slow it down.
I'm old. I got to have it slow. Shut up.
Stop banging on
the table. All right, so four lines. Four lines and we switch.
Okay, go ahead. Start it. Wait, there's no audio.
I need to hear the song, dude.
It takes a second to jump in because it's behind now.
Then I shouldn't. I don't want to be first.
Good Lord.
Why am I first?
Let's go. No, this is...
Oh, say, can you see?
This is actually good.
By the dawn's early light, what so bright? Gleaming,
whose brow stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming.
Oh, this part's gonna be hard. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, they flew through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh, say does the Star Spangled Banner.
For the land of the free. 2024. That was just Schmitty. That's it. Trump 24.
Oh sorry, PX told me to say that. PX told me to say that earlier.
I laughed so hard. My stomach hurts. That was amazing. We gotta do another song and do it like that. Come on. What's your song? One more. Okay.
So look, we'll see, we're no different than her now. We're on the same page.
You're no different than her now. Everyone else is fine.
Yeah, we made up for it.
All right, Schmitty, who had the best singing voice?
I would say Susan.
No, I was just being goofy.
By the way, did we peak on the audio? Please let too.
No, I turned it down beforehand.
I was trying to sound like...
I change it afterwards. It's fine.
Okay.
I was trying to sound like a church lady.
Yeah,
I don't know. I swear I don't sing like that.
I would join that church. I've heard you sing in a choir.
Please don't be afraid to go to karaoke with me. I do not sound like that.
Doing here, okay.
But I wanted to force it into something stupid.
No, you did great. That sounded awesome. Much better than
that. Makes me want to do another song next time.
Can we do another song?
If we have time, or what?
No, we could do another song, but it has to be an American song. Has to be.
How American did we just get?
Yeah.
I don't think we can get any more American after that.
This isn't the 4th of July.
There's another American song, isn't there? Like,
what's your fascination with America?
Sweet Alabama?
I just want to stay on topic.
On topic, okay. I'm just curious.
I mean, what's that? You found it? Sweet Home Alabama? That's not American.
I feel like that's an American song. It's too American.
It's rather more specific than just an American song, if we're being honest.
Little Pink Houses, John Mellencamp.
For context, Susan, recently we had a listener that told me that she listens to the podcast, and she strongly believes that PX is a Republican. So,
come on.
just based on what she says on the podcast.
Is that a compliment or not an insult?
So there's a running bit right now where we're just seeing the Republican side of PX.
She's the only one doing the bit.
So the fact that she brought up Sweet Home Alabama convinces me that I think PX really is a Republican.
That's how they find out my American song, how I'm voting. They said, is it offensive or do you like it?
You like offensive songs?
Yeah.
What's the most offensive song you know?
Well, I'm not offended by anything, but I like Two Live Crew's extremely offensive, you know.
Are they offensive?
Look at your tongue term doodoo brown. What's that all about? That's pretty bad. I don't know how you get worse than that.
We should karaoke that song.
You cannot play that for your mom.
Two Live Crew.
Oh, so horny.
So horny.
Sorry.
Me love you long time.
I looked him in the eye. I'm sorry.
That hit my soul the way I didn't want it to.
Did Susan just do a stereotypical Asian voice in front of PX?
That's in the song.
Yeah, no, it's a quote. It's a quote.
I didn't say, me so horny.
Yeah. I said that me love you long time right after it.
Loves me. She loves you.
Yeah.
So PX, you
have to do your best white woman impression now. What? Just to be fair.
Yeah, you have to be fair. Do your Karen.
Do your
give
Karen.
It to me, girl.
Give it to her.
Give it to me.
Nice and hard and long.
Give it to me.
You're so horny. Me love you long time.
You know what's so funny? I never heard PX do an Asian voice before.
I used to open with an Asian voice.
She has done.
I used to open with an Asian voice.
Yeah.
We should do each other's Asian voices.
We have heard mine. I'm not doing it again. I don't want to get canceled.
We heard Susan's. What's yours?
I sound like my parents. And I'm like, oh my God.
Do you do that, Valley Girl?
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's me.
Here's my Asian voice.
Oh my God,
voice.
I'm so good.
Perfect.
So pretty.
Perfect. Can you do like Southern chick? With a Southern accent?
Howdy, partner.
Okay, that's a no.
That's more like a Western than Southern.
Southern? Where the fuck are you from? Southern? Do people say that?
Southern? Yeah.
Come on, man.
Southern Knights.
Southern Knights.
That's what I say.
Southern.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Southern. Okay.
No. Hey, right. That was fun.
So fun. I laughed.
Yeah,
so hard.
I was sad when he told me that. He called to tell me. He's like, there was a person that said that you sound like Republican, and he's just laughing. And I'm like, well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I didn't understand. What were you doing?
I don't know. She was referring to an episode. She randomly picked an episode from the from whatever she
listened
to.
PX was just talking shit about immigrants and shit.
If anything, I'm an immigrant. Like,
she was
I don't
trying
know.
To deport me. You know.
You're not. You're
you
don't
build
here.
That
you
wall, Floro.
She was
aren't
like,
you born here?
Jorge, you're my neighbor, but I'm going to build a wall, you know, like between our houses.
There's already a fence there. What are you talking about?
So yeah, that's what happened. I think that's what happened.
I don't know.
That's
but
so
I'm
cool.
Not.
Do you guys like When you run out of like sugar, do you come over and say, hey, can I have a cup of sugar?
Nope.
I used to do that in the olden days.
Yeah, no, no.
Back in my day, oh, if you needed a cup of sugar, you just go knock, knock, knock next door.
Are you guys the only neighbors that you know?
Well, earlier you mentioned you have bad neighbors you experienced before. And
it's
through
so everything's built thin walls. You're in your own unit.
Right.
Self-contained. But I'm in an apartment, so, you know, you can hear people, oh, they're starting a movie. Oh, they're starting the dishwasher. Oh, they're walking from that room to that room. Like, it's all so much noise. Level?
Are you on a multi-level?
Bottom. I'm on the bottom. I'm a bottom bitch.
Do you hear that rain, though?
The rain?
Right now?
Well, rain is,
no, I'm deaf.
You have the windows
I'm deaf
open,
and right? blind. Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the rain.
I love the rain.
Love the rain? Yeah.
Rains. I love the rain.
It's raining.
I've had way worse neighbors in the past where I've had to go to war with them, and I break out the... Yeah.
What does that look like?
Just completely disrespectful guy, and he was just like on drugs, like tweaker guy, always playing his electric guitar upstairs.
That sounds like my
ex-husband. And like super late at night, and like just everything, just anything you could think of, he'd do, right? Oh. Anything you could think of, and just like move furniture, you tweaker, moving furniture at 4 a.m. Okay, like the look really matters, like right now. Mm-hmm. So I'd like do everything. So I'd blast my bass beats. I would take the broom handle and boom, boom, boom on the
so funny
ceiling.
So he lived on the top
because I talked to him like a few. This is before that. I talked a few times. I didn't just go to war.
Yeah,
like, there was a whole pre-battles.
Did you guys
and politeness and all you could do before it gets there, and then it got there.
Isn't there like a property manager on the apartments or anything like that?
There was, I mean, yeah, eventually, I can't remember, but what, how it worked out. I think the guy ended up moving, but I just wanted to go to war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did, but yeah, these, when you do that, I find out it doesn't really work that much. No. I saw this funny TikTok about this, they were going to war with upstairs neighbors, and they like, legit had a vacuum upside down and they're vacuuming the ceiling. It was hilarious.
Vacuuming.
It's like, I think
the
they can vacuum, but maybe they, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of extreme.
They're
like, I'm going to get you back for cleaning. But I think maybe they're
banging the.
I think they're doing it in the middle of the night or something. So they just show like three guys. One's hitting the ceiling and one's vacuuming and another guy's just.
Now, does it make it a difference if like you're a neighbor's ethnic or not on how you approach an issue?
Well. I live in Los Gatos, so it hasn't really been too much
been a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Okay. It's not an issue because, But I would be probably more sensitive, yes.
Okay, how about this, Susan? Who is your favorite?
I'd be more careful.
Who is your favorite neighbor? Do you remember your favorite neighbor?
Yeah, I had this hot younger guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it me?
He moved right before I moved. He moved in, not above me, but next door and above. And I'd be suntanning on my little patio out there. It was like a gated front patio. And he'd come down the stairs, shirtless, all buffed and beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And he'd say, hello, ma'am. Or he'd say all sweet, these sweet things. Yes, ma'am.
Is there any sexy music nice day, we can put on while she tells us about her hot neighbor?
Yeah.
Go ahead. To describe this hot neighbor again.
I can say we've never had a need for sexy music on this podcast ever once, but I can go try to find some real quick.
Real quick. Yeah.
Am I supposed to just? I mean, there's not much more to the story. Just that every time
nothing ever happened.
What made him so hot?
No, because I was moving. He was just a good-looking young guy.
Yeah,
super in shape. He looked like a little football player or something. Like he was really like a gym rat type of body.
Okay,
and I'm not.
He did sound like, "Hey, ma'am."
No, he would just. I forgot what he'd say, but no, he wouldn't say even ma'am. He'd like be miss. He'd like calling me like and dear and stuff like that. All these sweet nicknames.
Oh, hey.
We're not fighting here.
We're not fighting. That's our fighting.
Did I say Jerry? Jerry?
Yeah, it was Jerry.
I still love that show.
So me and her would argue a lot here, so they'll put on that.
That's hilarious.
It's like we're fighting.
Oh, you should have put that in the beginning when I was yelling at you.
We should have.
For noises.
We should have, but you know what? It's okay. But tell you what.
I'm not eating anymore.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I have mental issues.
Sexy neighbor. Football.
There's nothing else to say. It's just I would enjoy walking him up and when he would, I would walk him up. I wish I could walk him up and down. He would walk me up and down.
But he called you dear lady?
No, not dear lady. Hello, dear lady. I'd be like, fuck off. What am I, 90, you fucking asshole? No, fuck no. He'd be like, anything short of sexy. Like, he was just very, very a gentleman about it, but he would say like sweet things.
Was he bald?
No.
Was he bald and bearded and brown?
No, he was a young guy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, describe, like head to toe. What do you
say? Yeah.
trying to think who he looked like. I mean, this isn't important. Like it was a very short. I mean, I moved very quickly after he moved in, so it's only. Please. This is not a big deal.
Did he ask for some sugar?
No, but I kind of wanted to, like, before I left, I wanted to leave my.
There we go.
Now we're I wanted to give him some careless whispers.
Tell
I wanted
more.
To follow him up while he was going up the stairs, you know, and put my little hand on his little tush. Why'd the music go? Right when I'm getting good.
It was a 9 second clip. We can only do so much in the moment. Before this is why pre-production matters, you guys.
That clip was a careless whisper.
If you want sexy music, you got to bring it up in pre-production.
It's only nine seconds.
We can move on.
So you like guys with small butts, is that correct? Is what I heard.
Did
right
I
now?
Say?
You said small tush.
I did not say small tush.
You said small tush. Did she not say small tush?
I didn't hear
small.
Said
I
tush.
I would touch him on the tush.
Or did I put words in your mouth?
Yeah, no, I don't like a small tush.
Okay.
I like a nice round. He's like built like a football player, like a baseball player. He had a big butt. Nice bubbly butt.
And you'd be nice, like sunbathing and
nice
just
big
be like,
muscles.
Hey.
I don't even like normally go for like a big buff guy, but he was just like, yeah, six pack, all that. Just tan and he had like, you know, dark hair and nice, beautiful dark eyes.
Oh.
And he was just like beautiful, thick thighs.
Wow.
Yeah, nice, full package. I looked at his package.
Like, hey, lady.
He didn't say, hey, lady. Fuck. I wish I remembered so I could correct it. Yeah. I have nothing better. It's
how,
like,
how would you respond to ma'am?
He said miss, I think, miss. Not ma'am.
Or hey, beautiful.
Yeah, ma'am sort of means old. No, he said everything he said was like super sweet. He didn't say beautiful, but he would just say like, I don't remember.
Was he like madame? Let me take your hand, madame.
Hello, madam.
Was he from the 18th century? Victorian age?
No.
Casanova?
I think we could move on from this.
All right. Yeah,
really, nothing happened.
So he was the best neighbor he had. He's the best neighbor he had.
Yeah,
just because he was good looking.
Eye candy.
Yeah.
Just eye candy.
Yeah. But it was the shortest amount of time because he said you just ended up moving out, right? Shortly
after. Short but sweet. I just regret that I didn't like leave my number or something. I've always regretted that because we would make eye contact and stuff. And he'd like go super slowly walking down the stairs and just checking me out. And I'd just be like exhibitionist.
And then he'd play that music.
In my bathing suit. Yeah, Careless Whispers.
Yeah.
Careless Whispers with the country twang.
What's the smoothest way somebody has given you their number?
The smoothest way someone's giving me.
Given or asked her number? Either one.
Either or. You're 2PX.
I can't even remember. That's
I guess
stupid.
The type of guys I attract aren't really the smoothest cats in the box.
So I give them my number.
No, they just hand me their phone. They just hand me their phone. They're like, just because, you know, they
that's
don't
smart,
want you to smell it. You know, who knows? I had two L's, one D, two D's. They didn't ever know.
Yeah.
So they're just like, and they don't even remember my name. They're looking at my tits. They're just like, can you just put it in here?
Yeah.
He knows. No. So I'm just like.
Sometimes I leave my number on their tits.
No, I don't remember any romantic gesture in regards to getting a phone number. No smooth lines. In fact, I would not like probably a cheesy. I would probably think it was corny unless it was really funny.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened.
Has not happened.
No, well, I haven't had any charming, funny guy.
So listeners.
Ask me for my number. What else do you want me to make me feel bad about?
Well, you know, I would ask
Jesus,
you.
Do you know what? Do you know anyone who could do that for me? Never mind. I don't want that. What a terrible thing to ask for.
Susan, may I please have your social security number?
Okay, I did get hit on at the caravan. Ooh. It made me feel good because I was feeling fat. I've been gaining weight, so much weight. Oh my God.
There's something wrong with
thing, what am I going in hibernation? Like, what is it all about?
I don't know.
I'm so warm. I was so cold because I was training and I lost all this weight and worked so hard and I got all thin. And then I got fat again. I just quickly, 3 months, I gained like, I don't know, 30 pounds.
More eating.
Just everything in sight.
Everything.
Yeah, I just was.
Hey, don't do the thing you yelled PX about.
Like anything. Yeah, I know. It's fine when I do it. So I know, it even, I could hear it and it bothered me.
Yeah.
So I just, everything, I eat everything in sight.
Like
I'm addicted
like
to
burgers
food.
Burgers and
burgers,
sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah, sandwiches.
Pizza,
yeah,
pasta.
Yeah, I love pasta and pizza.
Put the sexy music again.
Yeah. I'll go with
like
that.
Calzones,
like, I like calzones. Any, like calzones? Italian is my favorite food.
How about gnocchi? Oh, I love good gnocchi.
No.
Gnocchi?
I don't think I've had it good. Maybe I am open to
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Okay. How about there's not ravioli? Too many.
I love ravioli. Oh. I love homemade. Cheese filled or? I have a homemade pasta making machine. Well, I mean, I have got like an attachment. There we go. Thanks. And wait, I gotta go quick. It's only 2 seconds.
Do you like tacos?
Yeah, I like tacos. I like cheeseburgers. I like nachos. I like fucking steak, salad, fucking shrimp, lobster. Yeah. I like macaroni and cheese. I like biscuits. I like
to be fair,
buffalo wings, popcorn, chips, Doritos, potato chips, French fries.
Curry? Do you like curry?
It's McDonald's breakfast. Curry? Sometimes curry. Yes, I love what? Food. See how excited I get about food? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm turned on right now.
Oh, yeah, and I eat.
Forget your number. What's the number on the menu you want, though? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'll get mad if I go in a restaurant and it's a small portion. Like, I know they're trying to save money, and I'm like, oh, you know what happens?
Oh, yes. I agree with this.
I go into a coffee shop, and I order whipped cream on my damn drink.
Like hot chocolate?
They always give me a tiny bit. Like, I'm not on a diet. Why are they giving me just a tiny bit?
At Starbucks?
Yeah, at Starbucks. And I noticed they'll give a dude a ton of whipped cream. But
on Women's Month?
They think I don't want to live life. And they give me this tiny, assuming I'm a woman, so I have a vagina, so I need to be on a diet. Okay. And I like whipped cream. I want all of the whipped cream.
Yeah.
I want more than that guy had.
Yeah.
Double that what that guy had if he'll fit.
Whole cup.
She doesn't know me.
Yeah.
And they always give me, even the dudes and the chicks do that to me. And I go, can I have some more? Looking like a fat ass, just, can I have more whipped cream? You know? And I always have to say that. Yeah, thanks for letting me vent.
There's the cookie monster and there's the whipped cream monster. Right here.
I just like if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to fuck. You know what else happens? Every time I go to a bar and ask for a rum and Coke, because that's my drink, you think we take a diet? No, I didn't. I don't say that because I don't want them to, you know, fuck up my drink.
I never heard
it all weak and shit.
I never heard of a diet.
And they always say, they don't always say, did you say diet? And I go, nope. Just regular.
Rum and Coke.
Just a rum and Coke, like, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't say it. I'm just like, no.
Have you ever heard anyone say diet rum and Coke? I've never heard anyone. I never heard anybody say diet rum and Coke.
That no. I want that.
That's insulting.
Always, it's like you with the Republican thing. It's me. Yeah. I gotta have a Diet Coke and one little of whipped cream and nothing else.
Yeah, maybe they think you need it or something. I don't know.
They think
that's
I need
fucked
it.
Up.
Thanks
that's
a lot. Up.
They should
they're automatically
me out. Assume
they're helping me out.
Less whipped cream.
I know. I'm the,
diet, the soda.
That Stay Puffed marshmallow guy from Ghostbusters. That's what I feel like when I look that's in the mirror favorite. After my bath because I'm so white. Oh my God. And the rolls.
By the way,
I'm the Stay Puffed marshmallow.
By the way, listeners, Susan's skinny as fuck. I don't know what she's talking about right now.
No, it's cause. Well, I was told by who told you? Well, family that I was a fat kid, but I wasn't fat. I look at the pictures and there wasn't one. I was maybe a little chubby.
But standards were, you know, were different back in the day.
So I was raised thinking with fat mind.
Fat mind.
But I know I'm not fat, but I'm just saying I gained 30 pounds in 3 months. So
I get it.
I have the opposite problem. I have skinny
I'm
mind.
Not fat, but I have more fat than I had. I'm sorry I said that wrong.
No,
if anyone was offended by, I'm not fat shaming or anything. It's to myself. I'm way heavier than I was very recently, and I worked very hard to get that weight off, and it's all back on. It's fucked up.
Well, I have the opposite problem. I have skinny mind. I feel I shouldn't be eating, but I do. If anything, I'm supposed to be dieting right now.
It's but dieting is just like about. Torture.
Dieting sucks. Well, I know what you're talking about because my family always constantly called me fat. And I was like the thicker one of the family. So that every time my grandma would see me, she's like, you're getting fat. You're getting fat.
Yeah, they just tell you.
Yeah, and they just
like,
say
who else
to
is
going to
tell you? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, huh. And then I finally just flashed on my grandma and I was like, I just had a baby. And she was like, oh. And then she never said it again. But.
Yeah. One time in the workplace, this lady walked up. And she just walked up to me and she hadn't seen me in years. And she's just like, wow, you got fat.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Because I guess in her mind, she thought that was a good thing. I don't know. I don't know what it was. Maybe a cultural thing. And she really had no problem
saying.
Definitely
cultural.
She had no problem saying, wow, you got really fat. And just like was like looking me up and down. I'm like, you're in the workplace, you bitch. I'm going to take you to HR. But you can't do that because then you get fired.
Talking about fat and food, I think we could go to our first headline of the night. Do you hear about the, do you like pie?
I like pie.
You love pie?
I told you I eat anything.
What kind of pie do you like?
Banana cream, coconut cream, pecan pie, chocolate cream pie. I like a cherry pie. I love a strawberry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I like a chicken pot pie.
Ooh, Marie Callender's chicken pot pie.
I like a turkey pot pie. Yeah,
I'll take that.
Banger.
Banger.
I love a lemon cream pie, but no meringue. I don't like all that baked meringue on the top. I don't like that.
Okay. Have you heard of this?
I like whipped cream, but no meringue.
Have you heard about this pie shop located in Willow Glen?
No.
That recently I guess Tesla, the company, ordered like 2,000 pies. And then they, like, at the last minute, they canceled the order when the owner already bought all the stuff for it. Did you hear about that?
No, yeah. But it's not a shocker. It came from a Tesla person.
Yes, play that one. So anyway, this happened in San Jose, Willow Glen. And
Tesla order cancellation is making even more...
What's up, Greg? It's my guy, Greg.
...more dough than they expected. All thanks to a community outpouring of support. And as KTVU South Bay reporter Jesse Gary shows us, the story reached Elon Musk, and he's promising to make it right.
Fresh from the oven, a steaming controversy has cooled.
And okay, stop right there. Those pies are a little too small for my liking. I like big pies.
Yeah, but I think they had their little pies because they're supposed to be for their Valentine's Day thing. That's why they were.
You could get a few of them.
Yeah, for their employees.
So maybe they ordered 2,000 small pies.
They did. That was the whole
plan. Yeah, you could get at least 3,000.
I imagine 2,000 big pies.
No. I mean, that's still a shit ton of pie, but like not that much pie.
Well, where are they now, these pies? Can we get some?
Well, actually, I want one. Yeah, keep playing because actually, it's actually a happy ending.
Bumper crop of success for the Giving Pie Bakery.
It's not even 11, and we already are out of pies.
Okay, stop right here. I do not know what ethnicity she is. I can't tell.
It's Cambodian.
Well, here's the thing. For some reason, when this came out, people were saying it was a black-owned business. She don't look really. Does she look black? She not look black.
She's just dark. She's just brown. She's just darker skin. But I would assume she's Cambodian.
Maybe there's something wrong with your screen.
I can't tell. She's Asian. I can't tell. She's like.
I can tell by her name.
All right. What's her name?
Bohangi Rasatanera. It's just a long name, and Cambodians usually have long names. Or Thai.
This run-on pie. Minis and full size.
Stop right there.
Look at that. That's
a comedy flyer.
That's a comedy flyer right there, Joe Hill. Joe Hill right there.
That's like free advertising.
That's so funny.
Someone's got to stop all these comedians around here, man. Yeah. Just littering everywhere. Down, with these
it can't
posters.
Be stopped.
Which venue? These are, is that promoted? Is that for a comedy club?
Yeah, it's a comedy show. No, no, it's a club.
Enhance. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think you can do that.
Just play it. Just play it. Just finish it because I want a pie now. Right there. That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
They're little baby pies.
Who saw that? You? For
owner Vongi, I noticed it.
Said the name right there.
You were watching a pie saga and saw a comedy flyer.
What? Because I've seen the flyer online. That's why. So I automatically noticed it. Yeah. I was like, what are those people's heads? Yeah. And I was like, hey, I've seen that flyer.
Whoa.
So it works.
Here's the owner's name. Tell us if this if this sounds like what you thought it would be.
Rasatanaria.
Is the last name.
It sounds like gonorrhea.
I still think it's Cambodian.
Is it an offshoot of Rastafarian?
No, it's Cambodian.
Tennis, though.
First timers to long timers.
I came this morning to Malaysian, bring a bunch of pies to my work. We only had savory. The savory were delicious. So I'm back now.
You know what your dad likes is a cream pie.
Look at those mini little pies.
Cream pies are the best, yeah.
Oh, you like them too?
Yeah.
Figured you would. I'm dirty boy.
So but I can only do small pies, though. I can only do small cream pies. I cannot do big.
I want pie.
I'm old.
Anyway, I like pie with ice cream.
What Let's happens, E. Harper?
I like pie with ice cream.
I'm just not producing as much cream lately. That's all I'm saying.
Ew.
It's the diet.
don't say like, cream.
It's so funny, that word cream.
So
it's going to make me cream.
So, ladies, I'll cream pie, but it'll be small pies. Small
cream
pies.
Can we DoorDash some pies?
I know. Why are you guys talking about this? I'm hungry for pies. I'm trying to lose weight,
Susan,
you guys.
Real talk. I'll take you to get some pies tonight after this podcast. I'll invite everybody.
Calendars.
Yeah. All right, keep playing. I
would love pie.
You used to like your grandmother making like home good baked goods and everything. It's like that, probably a little better. No disrespect to grandma.
He just put his grandma on blast.
That's the best part of this whole thing. That dude rules.
He's like, yeah, these parts are better than my grandma's.
I need to hear that again.
No disrespect to my grandma.
These snacks here have to say are that. So delicious, like
some fruit pies.
These snacks here are so delicious, like it's like if you used to like your grandmother making like home good baked goods and everything, it's like that, probably a little better. No disrespect to grandma.
Nah, he respected his grandma.
You're not taking, you little whippersnapper.
This after Tesla submitted orders for 2,000 pies, adding up to 6,000.
Little shit.
Then
he's gonna hear it later from grandma.
So did you hear that? So. To order 2,000 pies, so it would have cost $6,000. Go ahead. Keep
going. Madagascar native raised in Paris took to social media, and the community response has been overwhelming.
It's my neighborhood. This is the way people treat our companies that are family owned in this neighborhood.
People placing order, people.
So people are coming out and giving them more business than ever.
Want to give us the money.
It's good. Good happy
Elon
ending.
Musk via the X platform says
maybe Brazilian, yes. Maybe she's Brazilian.
It's a happy ending. What is on your mind?
The pie lady.
Pies.
I don't know, but
pies and happy
like
endings.
Pecan right there.
That's my favorite, actually. I love number one.
So and basically, one, as a result, the only thing that cream. Elon Musk and Tesla sent to her are $2,000
for canceling the order.
Yeah,
that's it. I thought
that's
it was
it.
More.
It costs $6,000, and they only gave her $2,000. But they offered to use her services, like order more pies from her for like two women events. And she's like, nah, I'm good. So
she said no.
So the owner of this pie shop was like, fuck Tesla. I'm not taking any more orders from them. No, good for her.
Well,
good
I don't
for
know
her.
If that's such a smart business decision.
Well, I mean,
Tesla.
She's getting more business now because of what happened.
Still, it's a nice little short term decision.
I don't think they'd do that twice. Would they be that?
She's like, I won't do it to Tesla, maybe, but I'll sell it to Amazon.
Well, Susan, you said it correct. When it comes to these corporate people out here, they're not exactly the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Smartest people, ironically. Like I'm sure somebody fucked up in accounting.
Socially,
you
mean?
Like I can just imagine.
It's just greed.
No, it's more like somebody's like, oh, we need 2,000 pies. Let's order them. And then last second, they're like, oh, just cancel it. And
well, there's always one person in charge. This doesn't reflect the whole company. I'm just being, I don't know, salty.
The only criticism this owner's getting is that she did not ask a deposit, because usually you put in a deposit. So she got zero.
Yeah, especially for such a big order. Yeah. Why did she ask for a deposit?
So what pies have you had when you've gone there?
But even if she got a deposit, would it be like, what, $500? You know what I mean? Still wouldn't be enough to cover the cost.
No. For 6,000, I would have asked for $2,000 at least, or three.
Okay, which is what she got.
Half at least. Yeah. Minimum.
Well, here's the thing. Is the two, how much were they just paying $2,000? Because that's how much it costs to cover the expenses that she already incurred by buying those products. And then the upcharge was going to be that extra.
I know people who work at Tesla. I'm going to ask the people, what did they end up getting instead? Because I'm curious, because this is for the employees.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
Tesla.
Got something else.
Yeah,
instead,
so I want to know, and cheaper.
Yeah,
maybe
cheaper
even
and better.
Cheaper, right? So I'm going to do my investigating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to find
like
out.
Like Tesla corporate or Tesla dealer?
I know like
Tesla,
at least
Tesla
two or three
factory.
People that work at the Tesla shop over there off in Fremont.
Yeah. But what's the name of this pie shop again? Is it on there? I got to check them out. They're in Willow Glen. The Giving Pies. They're called the Giving Pies.
There it is.
So, yeah. I'm going to check them out sometime this weekend for sure. So,
maybe they are black.
And if the pies are bad, I'm gonna destroy them on Google reviews.
What? Why would you do that?
Because I'm a bad guy.
Do you do that?
I'm a bad
I was trying to be funny. It did not come off funny. So, I know, bro. We'll get to plugs. I was just finishing the segment right now.
You sounded so serious.
All right, folks. Let's do, before we do our next segment, let's do a quick plugs right now. PX, what you plugging on?
First Sunday of every month, we have Foxtail Comedy. First Mondays of every month, Ground Stack Coffee. And then first Wednesday of every month, Comedians Empanadas at Casa Guzmania. Visit pxcomedy.org for all those the free tickets for that show. And tune into the Pretty Extreme podcast, available on all platforms.
By the way, I've been listening to our past episode. You should probably give the cities where these. Did you just say Casa Guzmania?
Foxtail and Casa Guzmania are both in San Jose. And then Ground Stack Coffee is in Stockton.
There we go.
Yep.
Schmitty, what you plugging on?
Ooh, I'm going early today. Just follow at Sam Schmidt Comedy on Instagram and go listen to I Should Be Ashamed with Sam Schmidt. New episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Awesome. Sit.
All right. So I am going to be March 15th. I'll be at Vikings MC Clubhouse in Hayward. And I have a couple more gigs, but I can't remember them. So you can go to my Facebook at Facebook.
Because I'm old. I use Facebook. Don't and you can find me on the internet on an application called Facebook. And you go to Facebook.com, Susan.Maletta, M-A-L-E-T-T-A.
And I always post my shows there. I also have a radio show on 92.9 FM in Los Gatos, California. Los Gatos is how we say it. It's every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
On 92.9 FM, KPCRLP, Pirate Cat Radio.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. You heard them. Go support them. Subscribe to their stuff. And if you have not already, you can subscribe to this podcast on all major podcast platforms and on social media. And you can follow me on Instagram, Jorge M. Sanchez, and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at South Bay Boy. And all right, I think that's it. I think we're good. Did I miss anything? Oh, yeah, Cafe. Oh, Cafe.
Is this, are you ending the show?
Cafe for Scotty.
I almost said Cafe for Scotty.
That's weird.
Random Lounge, every Sunday. Come check out a comedy show, 8 o'clock, no cover. Every Sunday, Random Lounge.
That means you can go topless, right?
Yes, topless, no cover. All right, there we go. No, would you do plugs through in the middle?
Yeah, I got confused. Yeah, that's smart.
Consider it a seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know.
Just a little break, you know, reset the mode.
Yeah, no, that is very nice.
All right. So, it is the first day of Women's Month. It's the first day of Women's Month.
I didn't even know.
I kept forgetting.
I didn't even know.
I kept forgetting.
PX
I'm still.
Women's Month.
I did tell you, but I kept forgetting that today was Women's History Month.
You like women in history?
They're all right.
So
not history too much, but so women are cool, I guess.
So here you go. Sometimes. So to celebrate Women's History, we're going to play a little game here. So I'm going to have Schmitty take over from here. What are we doing today, Schmitty?
So folks, today we have
a
game that I'm very, very excited for. We are going to be playing a brand new game today, everybody. Our game today, one that I'm very excited to share with you all. Who is this lady, and what did she invent?
All right. Who's this lady, and what did she invent?
Yes, sir, that is our game today. Who is this lady, and what did she invent? We're going to be going over this one together. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So, basic rules for our game today, everybody. How the game will work. Everyone in this room, the three of you, will be shown a photo of a woman. You must guess what that woman is famous for inventing.
Can we just do Black History Month?
Strictly based on the photo. No, we did no game for that. They don't care about that, apparently.
Hey. That's because PX is a Republican. She didn't want to.
That's fair. After That's everyone a makes a guess, the woman's name and lifespan, meaning the year she was born to the year she died, will appear as a clue on the screen. Players are allowed to amend their guess based on the name and lifespan if they like. Finally, the invention will be revealed. Any correct players will get 3 points. Anyone that we all agree is in the ballpark will get 1 point.
We should have brought pies. The winner wins a pie.
The winner wins a pie, yes.
So name and invention.
Name, you don't have to know. We will give the name as a hint. The invention is all you need.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to be guessing inventions basically just based off a picture.
Okay. All
right, let's do it. Let the game begin.
All right, let me make sure our scoreboard is as we need it. And we are good to go. Are we ready for our first?
It's a picture of your mom, and she invented the blowjob.
Dude.
She invented the blowjob. Did you know that?
May not have invented it, but perfected the fuck out of it.
Okay.
Here is our first picture. Describe, do what you will, write down your answers, go crazy.
This looks like back in Lincoln's era. I feel like she invented an STD.
Wow.
Let's see. Probably the first case of... I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. All right. Let's see.
Go sit this one out. Wait for Ben's history month. Is every other fucking month.
I put something down.
All right.
That's just history, Susan.
All right.
I know. Every other month.
So we still get a clue, though, right?
Yes.
Right, so 1800s, maybe? Okay.
Here is more time. Everybody write down what their preliminary guess is, and then we will reveal their hints. Do we have our preliminary guesses?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yes. I got mine.
Here we go.
Oh, this is wrong.
Okay.
Josephine Cochran, 1839 to 1913.
So she lived through the Civil War. Something in the Civil War that was used.
Mm.
I'm going to stick by my guess, by the way. I think this proves.
I'm going to change mine. I don't know if this is going to do.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what she does yet.
Everybody can amend their guess after they see this.
Okay, if
this changes your guess, you can go with it.
I got it.
Doesn't help me, but...
Change mind.
Right. Okay, how do we feel?
Okay.
I feel stupid.
All right, PX, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
PX, what do you think this is?
I think she invented the stove.
The stove! Okay.
Put a woman back in the kitchen. Okay.
All right, okay.
This is just how it was.
Jorge, what do you got?
This is just facts. This shit was not that modern.
I feel the Winchester rifle of some kind.
Okay.
A Winchester gun or rifle?
Mrs. Winchester.
I said rifle. Like a sword or rifle.
Okay. Susan, what do you got?
Sewing machine.
Ooh. Okay. Are we ready to reveal our answer?
Yeah.
The answer is Josephine Conrad invented, Cochran invented, the dishwasher.
I almost said washing machine. And I would have been closer than sewing machine.
Yeah.
Always go with your first instinct.
Do we all think that PX is in the ballpark for saying stuff?
Yeah.
If she herself doesn't say it, then no.
No, she's not.
Well, she's in the kitchen, though.
All right.
She is in the kitchen, but no.
The sewing machine is not in the kitchen.
Just a bit of history for everybody. Josephine Cochran was an American inventor who invented the first successful hand-powered dishwasher.
That's cool.
She later sold her company to KitchenAid.
And then she just gave hand jobs.
Dude, she accomplished what every American should hope to, and that is selling the fuck out.
Wow.
Selling your company, just making millions of dollars.
I just want to disrespect women. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it proves she's kind of lazy, right?
No, that rules. Dude, you invent something amazing, I don't want to wash dishes, so I'm going to make a washing machine.
It was very innovative.
You know, Bill Gates always said, you never give a tedious task to a hardworking person. You give the most tedious tasks to lazy people because they find the most efficient way to do it.
Oh.
Why are you looking at me, fool? Because I'm Mexican?
Go wash dishes in the restaurant.
You
would work way too hard, dude. No.
You're not lazy enough.
All
right, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Move on. Next one.
Next photo.
So no points. No points.
No points for anybody. We're all tied at zero.
We're just losers.
We're supposed to the kitchen. I don't know.
Close.
Go ahead.
Here is our next photo.
You know what? I would hit this.
Invention.
I like it.
Invention, right?
There's nothing about chicks.
She looks like she just heard a bad joke.
She heard one of my jokes. I think she heard one of my jokes.
She's like trying to smile, but it's like a smirk.
She's more like in the 50s.
I don't even know who that is. Are you telling us who it is?
1950s.
Everybody write down your preliminary guess.
Of who she invented.
Only what she invented.
Right. You said that. I forgot.
Like, I feel like it's 50s or in the 40s, I feel. Let's see.
The last one was a dishwasher.
It's another homie fucking thing.
Dude, if these are all kitchen shit, that'd be hilarious. I'll be schmitty, that'd be hilarious.
No. That would require way too many inventions in general.
All right, but I think she's cute.
Do we all have preliminary answers?
No.
Yeah, I do. But give us the clue. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Here's the clue.
Her name, Ruth Graves Wakefield,
1903 to 1977.
Her middle name was Graves?
Was she goth? This is so fun, though. I feel so dumb.
Is this still fun?
You feel dumb?
We don't know who this bitch is either.
What's your guess?
You won't be calling her that after you see this invention, dude.
Oh, okay. What, is that a clue?
Is it a vibrator?
You won't be saying that. Jorge won't be saying that. Everybody will be saying that.
Okay, I got okay. Right, so tell us what it is.
All right, first, Susan, what's your answer?
Bra.
Ooh, she does look a little busty.
Solid answer. Not a bad answer at all.
Can I change my answer?
Jorge.
Vibrator. I feel like she's a little, you know.
Okay.
The devil in the sheets kind of looking.
I picked refrigerator, but then I was thinking. I was thinking Babe Ruth.
PX is more sexist than me.
She created the chocolate. Chocolate.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, PX, if you would have said that, you would have been a lot closer, because the answer is Ruth Graves Wakefield invented the chocolate chip cookie.
Wait, what did you write? What did you write?
That's not an invention.
It is.
It's not. It's a recipe.
Create the first one. Yeah,
it's a recipe. That's a trick question.
When you look up female inventors, she's like in the top three.
That's bullshit. Top three right there.
I
invented scrambled eggs with onions.
That's an anomaly.
No, because you had to take something that wasn't there before. It's actually, here's the history on it. Okay. Ruth Graves Wakefield was an inventor and keeper at the Toll House Inn.
This is a trick.
After her husband bought the inn, it became famous for its food and desserts. She wanted to offer guests a special treat, so she took an ice pick to a block of chocolate, sprinkled the bits into her cookie dough, and created this new invention. They gained popularity after showing up in her cookbook.
Wow.
Those look good.
What year was this invented?
I'm hungry.
In between 1900 to 1977.
This should be a hard date.
Because 1933, right there.
I see. 1933. Oh, wow.
So she was like in her 30s by the time she created
that. I got 0
cookie.
Points so far.
Same.
Yeah. It's zero. All right. We're all zero.
We still have plenty of game to play.
Susan, we're all done.
She's close.
I'm getting closer.
Twice. She's been very close.
She's in the room.
Still zero.
Wait, she's closest? Hold on.
It's cookies. It's ovens. It's refrigerators.
If I have to pick a winner as of right now, it's PX.
The laundry room and the kitchen covered, man. My God. I was in the guest bedroom with my damn sewing machine. You're in another house.
A brawl was with your guest.
A vibrator. No, there's a vibrator. What did they do for a vibrator back then?
I know, but I know they had dildos back then.
They used chocolate chip cookies. All right. So, PX's been the closest, and she's been the most sexist, too. So, maybe I should think more like a man now.
She has
sexist.
All right. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here is our next woman.
Republican.
This is so hard.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay. She's holding something.
I've seen her at an open mic before.
Jeez.
Who does she remind me of?
She invented the atom. Sorry.
Oh, wait. No, baby. She's holding a model of cell?
DNA?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Has she invented DNA? From the sperm?
I mean, it's just obvious, though. Look, she's in the lab.
I think she invented glasses.
That's where the vibrator really happened.
Wait, she's older.
Glasses.
So maybe bifocals.
Good.
I think she invented bifocals.
No. I think it's a cleaning telescope. Powder like Comet. No. It's Comet bleach.
I don't know. I'm going to say maybe it's a type of medicine. A vitamin.
Oh, yeah. Or a cure for something.
I'm going to say vitamins.
All right, everybody, get down those preliminary answers.
All right, I'm thinking of vitamins. She looks like she used some vitamins.
Here is your name and lifespan.
Stephen Kolick.
Stephanie Kolick.
I give her a bad.
Stephanie Kolick.
She was working a scientist, so I thought it was a man. So I said
Stephanie Kolick.
Why would you say a man?
1923 to 2014.
I know I'm wrong.
It's kind of the exact opposite of what we're doing right now.
That's a big... That's kind of recent.
Stephanie Kolick. Okay. You know, I thought these would be clues, but they don't help at all.
Do we feel better with these answers at all?
Yeah, I'm not changing mine. Are you changing yours?
Here is Stephanie Kolick's invention.
Wait, don't you want to know our...
Kevlar!
Oh, wow. Damn.
Let's see the answers we had.
I wrote vitamins.
Vitamins, syphilis cure.
Condoms or birth control.
Condoms or birth control.
Condoms, I thought she cured type of Kevlar syphilis. For sperm?
I don't know.
She cured syphilis.
Stephanie Kolick is a Polish-American inventor that created the first family of synthetic fibers with exceptional strength and stiffness.
I tell you, if you wear Kevlar, you're not going to get syphilis.
There
so I win.
The best-known member of this family is Kevlar, a material used in protective vests as well as boats, airplanes, ropes, cables, yada, yada.
Stephanie Kolick.
Who was she fighting where she needed Kevlar? Like abusive husband, maybe? She's like, I need some protection and like fucking...
Gardening. I think she was gardening.
Okay.
Look at those gloves. For gardening.
I love that PX keeps being the most sexist one.
How is that being sexist? No,
they do look like gardening.
They do look like gardening gloves.
That bitch can't be doing science. She better not be out fucking pulling weeds, dude.
Putting flowers.
Plant your flowers, bitch. We're doing science here.
Kevlar avoids you from getting cut when you have those gardening gloves on.
What was the function of her Kevlar?
I don't know.
It's used for anything from bulletproof vests
but what does she intend to use?
Chastity belts.
Oh, she literally invented it while working for like the government and stuff like that. They were working on synthetic fibers.
So it's for weapons and shit. Okay, gotcha.
Well, for protection, but yes. Gotcha, yes, gotcha. Protection from weapons.
I'm ready for the next one.
Here is our next one.
Well, how many more of these are there, by the way?
There are two more.
This is fun, yeah.
This is scary.
Is that a stove she's on? What is that?
Old. She's Elizabethan times with that outfit on.
Elizabethan?
Okay. I found something about Elizabethan dresses are pretty hot. I'm into this chick. Redhead? She looks like a redhead. I can't think it. Irish? Maybe she invented potatoes? Let's see. Redhead, Irish looking. Okay, give me the clue.
Maybe.
Give me the clue.
All right. Here is the name and lifespan.
Oh, she's French?
Jeanine Velipro Power. 1994.
I got it.
Or 1794,
right.
Excuse me.
And now we have to open up our minds to things like cookies and weird shit.
I fucking got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Hell yes.
Okay.
It feels so dumb.
All right. Susan, what is your answer?
Corset.
Corset. All right. Ooh. That's a solid answer.
Vacuum.
Being nice.
The vacuum.
Because power vacuum.
Okay.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
Spelled that wrong.
I put French fries.
French fries. Okay.
Yeah, again, she's in the kitchen. Thinking in the kitchen. Outside
again.
The kitchen.
Recipe.
Inside the kitchen, though.
Yeah.
Because the name Villepreau Jean sounds French. I was like, maybe she made French fries.
The correct answer is the aquarium.
What the fuck?
Ooh. That's very obscure.
Jean Villepreau Powers.
Wouldn't have pegged her for an aquarium builder.
She was best known.
How's an aquarium a fucking invention? Hold it's just a glass and you put fishes in it.
But nobody had one before. There was no fish inside. And then all of a sudden this lady went, wait, I want to study the ocean more.
She's like, I'd rather take these fish out of their natural habitat where they actually belong, like the ocean, and put them in your house in a little jar. Yeah. And then you'll be happy.
The actual fantastic discovery she made doing just that.
What discovery is an aquarium?
She was able to do her. She discovered how to trap fish. In her house, dude.
Can't she be a normal cat lady like everybody else?
Exactly.
She has to be a fucking fish lady.
I'm with you.
Take a chance.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Why? She needs some cats to eat those fucking fish, is what I think.
Take a chance for her cats.
Why didn't she invent that?
Is it for her cats?
Is that an octopus?
Maybe she invented for her cats.
Almost. Almost.
In my passion.
What is that?
What she actually did is, while doing this, she actually discovered the Argonaut Arga, which is a very rare type of octopus, and to date, the only octopus we know of capable of growing its own shell.
It's an octopus.
It wasn't until she was able to take these and actually look at them in the aquarium for a long period of time that she learned that these animals, unlike most sea life where it's like of this size, where they'll go and find a shell and like take it like hermit crabs and stuff, they actually grow their own.
All right, good for her.
Oh, it's sort of like us making a scab when we're hurt. Maybe it just developed a thicker skin because it was getting messed with by all the punks in the neighborhood.
I bet it makes them grow invisible.
It looks like
biologically, that's probably why most animals have shells.
It kind of looks like a thick foreskin.
Okay, that's smart.
All right, our last.
That's true.
Our last.
By the way, we have like 0 points. Like,
it's not my fault you guys don't know women. That's not on me.
I know, I feel really bad.
These are like, look up women inventors, these are all in the top 10.
I don't know. I don't
feel bad at all because there's not one Asian woman in there.
These are white women.
And didn't
again, I'm just using the top list.
I should feel really stupid. These are a bunch of white bitches. Just a little older than me.
This is Margaret
Judy Garland.
E. Knight.
This looks Margaret like Judy Garland. Knight.
Margaret, I'm giving you the name early. I'll give you the lifespan in just a little bit.
We might need more clues, bro. Getting 0 points here.
Queen. All right, here it is. The lifespan, disregard the second number. It's 1938 to 2014.
Wait a minute.
1938 to 2014.
Oh, 2014. Yes. I was like, did she go back in time? I was really confused.
As I literally just said before pressing the button, disregard the second number. Okay. It's 2014.
2014.
No one can listen.
I think she invented women's rights.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
born,
right?
Born 18 years after they got the right to vote, but okay, that's a possibility.
Women's rights came after
the
vote.
Were you a history teacher?
Wait.
Excuse me for remembering anything from school besides you alcoholics and drug addicts.
Burn. Zing.
Wait. So you're saying that woman vote came after
1920.
Women rights?
1920, the women had the right to vote.
1920?
Yeah, they just voted against their own freedom for a while.
All right, never mind. All right. Bro, don't look at... I wouldn't know. What the fuck?
It's one of those things.
This is meant to humiliate us.
And all that shit.
This isn't meant to humiliate us, I believe now.
Okay. Honest to God, I really just should have put five chicks on a screen and been like, which one is Susan B. Anthony? Go.
I wouldn't have known.
Neither would I.
All right. I have my answer.
Let's see. Jorge, you go first.
I think she invented abortions.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Definitely weren't invented way before that. Go ahead. Good job. Okay. PX. What do you got?
She invented roller skates.
Roller skates! That's a great answer.
Oh, why didn't I think
that's
of that?
That's a really good, that's the best
I
answer
actually
so far.
Do roller
why would you
roller
think skates. That?
Susan, what do you got?
Lipstick.
Lipstick,
ooh.
Okay.
Oh, she's wearing
she's
it.
She's definitely wearing it.
That was my thing.
Ooh, that's a good
the
guess.
The answer is... the flat bottom paper
this is stupid,
bag.
Bro. This is
more importantly, the
oh,
machine.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking before I put lipstick.
The machine that mass produced them for grocery stores.
It was my first instinct, and I should always think my
brown
first
paper bag.
Well, think about it. Before this, basically, what it's you had terrible. To do when you went to the store is they would lay out a piece of parchment paper, wrap it around everything, and just kind of tie it at the top. Oh. This was the lady that's like, we need to mass produce a bag that has a flat that people can like put things in to carry their items. And so she invented this machine, which mass-produced flat-bottom paper bags.
Genius.
Well, good for her.
Yep. And now, Jorge, our last slide just for you.
Oh, what did men invent?
Oh, God.
What did men invent? Everything else. There you go, Jorge. All
right.
That one's just for you.
You know, the lady who was at, who met you in trivia, I hope she listens to this segment. And here's how
we invented
Jorge
babies
is.
Out of our butt.
So. All right. First
I think
of all,
that was a team effort, really.
We do
and
have a
Sam,
problem
she
here,
doesn't
Sam.
Care about you.
There's like no winners. We wasted everybody's time.
That's
there has
okay.
to be
it was still
a
fun.
Winner.
It was
no,
still
I
fun.
Will say our winner, so based funny. Off who was getting closest the most, is PX.
Yay!
For everybody.
So
I was
smart.
Close.
You certainly were.
Somehow,
certainly
somehow
were.
Just playing chalk in the Sexism March Madness tournament fucking won it for her.
I was going there too, but sexist. Too outskirty. Yeah.
And just for the listeners, so you said 3 points for exact answer and 1 point for in the ballpark? And
yes.
She was definitely in the ballpark.
She was in the ballpark a couple of times.
We were
so we'll
way
say,
out.
Give it a,
yeah, we're dumb
we're
as fuck.
In our own world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's That's get okay. Out we have we had fun.
Susan, I hope
That's
you had
what's
fun.
Most
fun.
Important.
Thank you for coming.
I had a
I
great
appreciate
time.
It. Thank
you for
you.
Having me.
It's been awesome. And,
thank you.
This was a great episode.
Yeah, it was so funny. I laughed so hard, you guys. You guys have a great show here. This was awesome. Thanks
Yay.
For having me.
All right. Well,
thanks
that being
for
said,
stopping by, neighbor.
Have a great week, everybody. Thank
All
you for
right.
coming out.
Bye.